I never knew much about my parental background, my biological mother, and my connection to the actual Apache tribe. I never knew much detail about it through the years, because once I had given my life to Christ and I grew up at the boys' home and graduated, I was so complete and so fulfilled in my relationship to God that I never particularly felt lonely or that I was lacking anything. I just filled with the joy of life and serving God and walking with the Lord. Although I knew of my heritage as a Native American, as Apache, I didn't know many of the details, because I had thought that Princess Babe Hawk was my real mother. But in 1985, we had returned from missionary work and time in Europe for many years. We had returned to the United States, but now my wife had and I had three children. And Suzanne began to tell me, you know, you should go back to the reservation and see if you can find out anything more about your past and maybe even about your birth mother. That would be interesting for our children to know. And so we made a journey or two back to the reservation, and I met the tribal chief and some of the tribal leaders and inquired about that time and met. That's how I came to know about young Yolanda, who had been my birth mother. They were convinced, they knew that she had been my mother and that indeed I had been born to her in that time when she left the reservation and came back without a child. But at the same time, the boys' home had sent me a packet containing all the records they had on me from the time I had lived at the boys' ranch. Now, this was many 20, 25 years later. In that packet, there was the original early correspondence between Princess Babe Hawk and Cal Farley and the ranch staff and the administration. All of that communication and all, record of their communication and so on. And I got a chance to look through all of those records, plus all the records they kept on me while I was at the ranch. It was very interesting. But one thing caught my attention as I went through those papers. There was, on a notepad in Mr. Farley's handwriting, it said a lady's name, and it had a phone number, and said may have been present at child's birth. And the name was Claudia Sanford. So I called that phone number. I decided there in New Mexico on the Apache reservation, I was going to call that phone number. Here it was 20, 25 years later, and just see by some chance what would happen, since I was in an exploratory mode. So I called the phone number, and lo and behold, there was a ring, and it said, "Honeybee Inn, can I help you?" So I said, "Is there a Claudia Sanford there?" And she said, "Just one moment." And so moments later, a lady came on the phone and said, "This is Claudia." And I said, "Miss Sanford, you don't know me, but I'm out on the reservation here in southern New Mexico on the Apache reservation. Was your mother named Princess Babe Hawk?" And she said, "Well, yes," with a little hesitation. And I said, "Do you happen to remember back in 1949 your mother coming into possession of a little Apache Indian baby?" And she sucked in her breath. I heard it on the phone. And she said, "Why, yes. Why do you ask?" And I said, "Well, I'm that baby." And she said, "I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I've always wondered what happened to that baby." And I said, "Well, I was hoping maybe you could tell me maybe some details about the birth mother or the circumstance." She said, "No, I can't really tell you much. I was having marital problems, so I had gone to live with my mom for just a few weeks and taken my children with me. And one day she just came home with this little baby, just like she's bringing home a sack of potatoes, and we never knew where she got the baby or what happened. My mom was very eccentric, and she didn't tell me a lot about it. I never would tell me about where she got the baby or anything, but I've always wondered my life, what in the world happened to that baby?" I didn't stay very long. Her lifestyle was not very conducive and very exemplary for my children, and so we left after only a few weeks, but all my life, I've wondered what happened to that baby. And I said, "Well, I sure appreciate your taking the time to tell me. And do you happen to know anything about the birth mother?" And she said, no, never did find out anything about that." And I said, "Well, thank you for your time." And I was going to hang up. She said, "I wanted to tell you something, one more thing, though." I really hadn't told her much about myself. But she said, "I want to tell you one more thing before you hang up. I want you to know that I'm a Christian, and all my life I prayed for that baby." And it just shot through me like a bolt. Because God had been teaching me some things about prayer in that time. And when she said that, it was like the lesson of all lessons, that God somehow had set some Christian to praying, had brought Claudia Sanford into contact with this little Apache baby, and she had been praying. And that was the best explanation I've ever had for why God found this little baby boy and brought me to himself and changed my life. And so after she told me that, I immediately began to tell her that I was a follower of Jesus as well, and that we'd been in ministry for many years. And she began to cry, and I began to cry. It was like we'd known each other our whole lives, although we really, really hadn't. And a year later, we got to go by as a family and meet with her at the Honeybee Inn. We drove through town. As we came around the corner, there were yellow ribbons all up and down the Honeybee Inn sign, and it said, "Welcome, my brother, Sophie Dollar." And I'll never forget that message, that reminder of God's watch care over our lives and his ability to bring about his will, and how he wants to use us as his children, as his servants, to be an influence for good, even through just praying for others for the cause of Christ.